Brent crude was one, I think 13, 14, now 111.
Yep.
Brent crude up $5.72. I don't know what that's going to do to a gallon of gas. President Biden's watching that. And the other's ruble at a 113 is simply shocking. We'll have continuing coverage of what we see in Ukraine. Right now, and this is a joy because he's so qualified, there is someone inside the Beltway in Washington who holds a record for not going outside the Beltway in 15 or it's 18 years. He's Zach Cohen, of course, with his wonderful coverage of our elections and congressional leadership out of American University and for years at the National Journal and now with Bloomberg. Zach, thank you so much for joining this morning. What's the sweat level of the Democratic Party?
Well, this is certainly sort of an existential moment if you think about it. You know, you've got the legislative agenda for President Biden and the Democrats heading into these midterm elections, and a lot of these things are kind of on the back burner. During the State of the Union last night, obviously, the sort of bipartisan applause line were all for Ukraine. But when it switched to some of these things that they're trying to get done on a more partisan basis, there really hasn't been a lot of momentum, even for taking parts of the formerly known as Build Back Better Act and breaking it up into smaller pieces. And so that's sort of where their things are now.
Is the election cycle altered or compressed or changed as we move to Labor Day?
It certainly gets harder and harder to get legislation done in Congress as it gets closer. You know, lawmakers tend to sort of retreat to their corners, you know, and it seems that that moment tends to move up further and further each year. It gets harder to get that sort of bipartisan cooperation done, which you do need typically in the Senate because of the filibuster. That being said, there's a lot of Democrats who are up for re-election in really, you know, difficult races that want to notch a couple more wins before they go home in August and then October to go talk to constituents about everything they've done as they try to win new terms. It's just a question of whether that stuff gets across the finish line.
So, Zach, last night in the State of the Union address, the president addressed issues such as Ukraine, such as domestic inflation here. How successful do you believe, or do the folks within the Beltway believe, he was able to address those issues successfully?
Certainly, you're seeing sort of a change in messaging here, a little bit more of an emphasis on inflation. It's something that even some candidates are talking about. And I believe it was Mark Kelly in Arizona had an ad about inflation as he runs for re-election there. And so that's a notable shift, especially as Democrats are trying to, you know, recognize that inflation is an issue. And I think where this really plays out in you know, gas and oil, you know, especially given the ongoing invasion in Russia, you've got a lot of Republicans that are saying, you know, Biden should, you know, cut down on imports, boost domestic manufacturing of fossil fuels, so that way we can sort of try to keep prices down without having that money go to toward Moscow. But that's obviously a much more fraught question.
Zach, one more question. You have the huge advantage of Greg Giroux in all that he does with gerrymandering and redistricting and all the rest of it. What is your update on how the changing of our congressional districts is going?
Well, it's funny. Greg is sitting right next to me, actually. We're both in the office right now.
I didn't know. I didn't think you were on speaking terms. Oh, interesting. Okay.
And redistricting is something like more than halfway through at this point. And really what it comes down to is there are fewer and fewer really competitive districts. A lot of these map makers in the states have preferred to draw really safe districts as opposed to really competitive ones. And that means sort of the map is smaller than it typically is. There's fewer races that, you know, we'll be paying attention to, that donors and interest groups will be paying attention to.
Yeah.
And that just sort of increases the volume of some of those races. The first primaries were in Texas last night. They kind of got drowned out by the State of the Union. A lot of these races went to runoff elections. There was one, Monica Dela Cruz in Texas is going to a competitive race in the 15th district. So Texas is sort of kicking things off here for the 2022 midterms.
Don't be a stranger. Zach Cohen, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it. Wow. Working with Greg Giroux, we should say, in Washington as well. Mr. Cohen, Bloomberg Government Congressional Leadership in Elections.